This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has expressed confidence of once again forming the NDA government in the country and said that major decisions will be taken in the first 100 days of his third term. Addressing a public meeting in Pushkar, Rajasthan today, Mr. Modi said, "The action taken in the last 10 years is a trailer and there is still a lot left." The Prime Minister is currently holding a roadshow in Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is also accompanying PM Modi. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge has said Congress is fighting to save democracy and the constitution in the country. Addressing an election event of the party in Jaipur this afternoon in which the party launched its manifesto Nyay Patra, the Congress chief said Congress worked for development in 55 years of its rule, created infrastructure, set up institutions like IIT, IIM, but BJP was only taking credit by flagging off trains on tracks laid by the Congress government. Addressing the rally, senior Congress leader and former president of the party, Sonia Gandhi, claimed that for the past 10 years, the country has been in the hands of a government that left no stone unturned to promote unemployment, inflation, economic crisis and inequality. She said the country is not the property of a few people, it belongs to everyone. The Congress today released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Ramakant Khalap from the North Goa constituency and Captain Viriato Fernandez from the South Goa constituency. Satyapal Singh Sikarwal will contest from Morena in Madhya Pradesh and Praveen Patel will fight from the Gwalior constituency. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 2 key conspirators in West Bengal's Bhupati Nagar blast case that killed 3 persons in December 2022. NIA, in a statement today, said the accused were arrested amid stiff resistance from an unruly crowd in the state's East Medinipur district. One team member of the NIA suffered minor injury and the agency's official vehicle was also damaged as some miscreants in the crowd assaulted them. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has busted a network of infant traffickers involved in buying and selling of infants across India. As part of the operation, CBI conducted searches at 7 locations across Delhi and Haryana. One male infant, just 1.5 days old, another just 15 days old, and a 1-month-old female child have also been rescued by the CBI during the operation. Incriminating articles, including 5.5 lakh cash and other documents, have been recovered during searches. In Chhattisgarh, 3 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces. The exchange of fire took place near Doligudda jungles in Usur area of Bijapur district. This area is near Chhattisgarh-Telangana interstate border. After the encounter, security personnel recovered bodies of 3 male Maoists along with 1 light machine gun, 1 AK-47 rifle and huge quantity of arms and ammunition from the spot. A Delhi court has extended the judicial custody of Aam Aadmi Party leader and former Delhi Deputy ECM Manish Sisodia till the 18th of this month in the alleged money laundering case related to the Delhi excise policy scam case. Special Judge Kaveri Bhavej of Rouse Avenue Court extended the AAP leader's judicial custody today after he was produced before the court on the expiry of his judicial custody granted earlier. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman expressed dismay at the water scarcity situation in Bengaluru. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru today, she said, "It is worrying and sad that the global city of Bengaluru is suffering from a drinking water crisis." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said 17 Indian workers who were lured into unsafe and illegal work in Laos are on their way back home. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar lauded the Indian Embassy in Laos and thanked Lao authorities for their support in the safe repatriation. In hockey, Australia defeated India 5-1 in the opening test of the 5-match series in Perth today. Australia scored at least once in each quarter. India's goal came in the 4th quarter as Gurjant Singh found the back of the net from the edge of the circle. Indian shuttlers Anupama Upadhyay and M. Tarun have clinched women's and men's singles titles at Kazakhstan International Badminton Challenge Tournament in Astana. Anupama defeated Isharani Barua in an all-Indian women's singles final today. In the men's final, Tarun beat 8-seeded Malaysian Sung Joo Wen. And with that, we end this news bulletin.